I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Q.
And this is your boy Slim. And we are here to discuss current topics in sports, music, culture, and more. Roll up.
Now that we got our minds right, let's get to it.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up, everybody? And welcome to the Slimmy Q Podcast. It's your boy Slim.
And it's your boy Q.
We are here for another beautiful episode.
Yes, what's sir, up, man. People? Season fucking four, y'all. We in here.
Yes, sir.
We in here. Yeah. Yo, that's a fact.
First of all, what's the smoke of the day?
Smoke of the day, people. That glorious moon rock.
Yes, sir. Oh, shout out to God. The moon rock.
Shout out to the plug for the moon rock. This bitch is
smacking,
bro.
What's your first initial when you hit it?
I don't know. It's like, it's one of them things that you can taste it, but you don't want it to kind of kill you. And this, we did this shit right. We did it right. And it's burning. I thought it was going to kind of like burn funny.
Right.
It's not really burning funny. It's actually making this shit burn real slow. So it's like, all right. I can dig it. But we out here, though, man. We got papers rolled up. We got blunts. We got pens. We got all that rolling right now, man. You know how we doing the pod, man.
Yes, sir. So what you want to get into first?
It's a whole lot of shit. We'll say the sports and shit, all of that to the end. We'll do a nice little hefty minute on that. But, God damn. Do you want to go? Because there's been a few things. We can do music, because some music been out. I mean, there's some bullshit in the music going on. I mean,
what's going on with the music?
Man. Oh, did you hear about your boy Academics getting chewed out? That nigga pussy, bro. That nigga trying to explain everything, bro. Like, yo, act, bro. If she gonna threaten you, nigga, you don't had a million threats before, nigga. I mean, she gonna have to put hands on you, or her man gonna have to put hands on you for that shit to be real, bro. Why are you so nervous? Like, why are you on the cam going ham right now, bro? Like,
well, he went out, I saw the stream.
Uh-huh.
And he went out and he struggled. That move I can't. Then he went out and he struggled with it.
Facts.
But pretty much, I feel like he's just trying to make it public. Like, yo, you gonna do something.
Yo, he tried to get in front of that shit. So at least if anything happened, then niggas know it was Nicki Minaj, man. But even still, that ain't that kind of snitching?
Yeah.
That's snitching. I mean, so hey, and that's beautiful that we.
You know what you say? You're not a street nigga. So.
But that's what I was about to say, because I mean, it's a great segue to his man's 6ix9ine.
Okay.
So
what's the update?
Man, the damn testimony out, bro. I gotta sit down and read. And that's gonna be a good one. The whole shit. I guess they leaked it before. Oh shit. They leaked it before.
Because I know they were saying the nigga was scared to testify because it's his family.
Yeah. But at the same time.
Oh. Guys, he snitched testimony revealed. According to prosecutors, Tekashi is expected to testify and name various alleged crimes, including 2018 kidnapping. The victim, who will identify which 9 trade blood members were attached to various aliases used in incriminating text messages, social media, and other communication. This is critical evidence for prosecutors, since they have to prove the messages were sent by various defendants. He's stitching on Casanova.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck. But it's a whole lot of talent going on. So, I don't know. 6ix9ine, when the question lies, if he's snitching like this and they let that man out, what's going to be the outcome of him when he get out?
Don't you got to go in and like...
witness protection or some shit. He never going to be able to do music again. Like,
his man Shotty got 15 years.
Shotty got 15.
That's not bad. See, he got to be snitching too. That's not bad for Rico. All this shit. He was facing life.
Yeah, he was supposed to be doing some big time because the case was actually on them niggas before it was on the nigga Tekashi. Right. So at the same time, what was this nigga Shotty saying? Who knows? Because, I mean, how you get 15 unless you that plea game was, boy, you must have just pled to the first charge or something. I don't, bro, that's crazy. Because 6ix9ine about to get way more time than this nigga, son.
They said he might get out by November.
What he was facing? What? How many years was he facing before they started snitching?
Like 70.
Oh shit, like yo, bro. 40, from 70?
Like 40, I think.
From a life sentence to being like, bro, like, you do time serve and it's a wrap. Mm-hmm. Bro, you was in that bitch. Hell it. Nigga, you was telling on yourself.
That's why the
you
was doing crime, that's there's like, yo. I see the meme where it's like, yo, with Tekashi, like, you ever heard of Antonio Brown?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything.
But yo, speaking of Antonio Brown, like getting some shit, before we get to the football, it is a sexual assault case that came out.
Oh, my God, bro. I don't believe it.
I got a lot of questions, bro. Real quick.
I don't know, bro. I feel like we should just go ahead and get into the shits. But this Antonio Brown situation is seeming way too convenient for everybody to try to jump.
So since he signed with the Patriots, but when the first day we signed him, nigga, I had to cop out of traffic and hit him with the little gun. I was so happy. All game. Then it was just next day. It was just all over. Like boom, this nigga hit with a rape. It's civil. That's the one thing we got to keep in mind is a civil case, not a criminal.
That's one. Two, this case is 3 years old.
The last sexual assault case was 2018, she said. Was the last.
For a while. So it seems kind of all of a sudden that AB is in a better situation. He might not be in a better situation financially, but career-wise, he's in a better situation. Then everybody on his back.
She said she'll talk to the NFL after she
get paid.
After she get married next week. She got married this week.
Another nigga?
Right.
But what does that have to do, man? Fuck.
So the NFL's like, okay, we gotta investigate. She like, okay, I'll talk to you next when I come back and get married and stuff.
That shit sucks, bro.
So that's where I'm just stop the whole shit. That's right. From all right, so you mean to tell me three different times this nigga sexually assaulted you, raped you, whatever may be the case. After the first two times, you still went back to go train this nigga?
Okay. Work for the nigga, do anything.
Okay, pause. Okay, we'll leave that there. We'll leave that in the thought box right there. So now.
Bro, I don't geek it. I ain't gonna hold nobody they mouth. Bitch.
So. Let me put you in a situation. You find the love of your life. You're, you know, killed. You find the love of your life. You find the girl you want to marry. And you guys decide to get married within a year. Because the last time she said Tanya Brown assaulted her was 2018. Still 2019. So from that time, and like, yo, his videos, I got some videos, like, they was a couple, they was fucking, it's clear to see. So, you find the love of your life, the girl you want to marry, you decide to marry her within a year, right?
Want some Nicki Minaj shit.
So, a week before your wedding. You got all your family hype. You got all your family motherfucking dressed up, get done. Right. You got there doing all your wedding shit. This about to be a good way. Y'all got some money. Y'all got, you know what I mean? She went to LSU. She training NFL niggas. She got some, it's about to be a good wedding. You find the love of your life. And a week before you guys decide to get married, she files a civil case against an NFL player, NFL star, the biggest nigga been in the news the past year, saying that she done got raped and is sexually assaulted. How do you feel? If you're the nigga that's about to marry her, Antonio Brown, the nigga that's about to marry her.
I'm gonna have two kind of reactions.
Is you with the shits to get the money?
I'm gonna question her about when, why, how, all of that, the rundown. Because if this has been going on for a while and I've been with you, why the fuck you ain't say something to me? That way I could have approached this nigga. For one. For two.
It had to be after though. It had to, like.
After they was together. So while he was with this bitch.
Nah, it had to be after.
Before?
No, it was after. Yeah, before.
Before? Together. Okay.
So you met her, but still within a year, y'all done fell in love and decided to get married.
I mean, if this shit real, roll with the punches. Oh.
You still gonna get married a week later?
Fuck it. Hell out? Yeah.
That's your wife?
Fuck it.
Because she wanted to get the money.
Fuck it.
Because she about to get the money? Or
nah, I mean, that's my bitch. I mean, if they was gonna do it before, I mean, fuck it. Get that shit done. Get that shit taken care of. At the end of the day,
I'm not about to marry you while you still dealing with a whole other nigga situation going on.
I mean, that's
some crazy shit. I'm gonna have to fuck him up.
That's why I'm like, go ahead and get, because now he got legal. They can't. There's no testifying against each other when you are legally married. Like my wife, like if I was to go shoot a nigga today, and I go tell her, like, yo, I go shot that nigga. They couldn't go and be like, yo, we need you to testify in court against them. That's against the law. It can't happen that way.
That's why you see a lot of people try to get married.
When doing trouble like crazy shit. Right. So I mean, go ahead and get married, bitch. I mean. Go ahead and let him know what the real is. Let the nigga talk to that nigga and tell him what's going on. What's the plan? How to act? Okay, cool. Yo, where do I fit in?
Your kind of shit is just smoking like
it. Yo, bro, listen. Like, yo, bro.
Just look at it. It's cheating.
Oh, bro, I'm high as a bitch right now, son. And we not even halfway through this fucking L. Like, this bitch burning so slow, son. Like,
I'm going right now.
What? What? But, yo, what it be? 13 minutes into the goddamn podcast, bro. We ain't never been high this quick, bro. I'm sorry. Shout out to the plug again, man. I wish you had the goddamn.
It's just all too fishy, too. I'm not. But if it's true.
How much she want from the nigga?
The thing is, you file a civil case, you're not gonna file a criminal case.
But even a civil case, you can only get a certain amount of money out of a civil case. It's up to.
Why not file a criminal charge against this
thing? Because the bitch want the money.
Right.
And they know that she probably knows that in courts he can drag that shit out. Reason because he got a little bit more paper. He probably got a lot more paper.
Well, that's the thing though.
He can drag the shit out.
This investigation is going to get dragged out at least a year.
So what does that do for AB?
So the commissioner, they were like, yo, they might put him on commissioner's exemplars, which means that list is for, like, if we investigate you, we're going to put you aside right now. You can't play until we figure out.
But do they got to pay the nigga? Because it's not his fault that this bitch on some bullshit. See, and that's the thing.
Because NFL players' contracts are not void.
Bro, listen. This is what pisses me. Now, he's guaranteed nine.
Now, yeah, it could still get cut if this type of conduct can break the contract.
But here's the thing, though, bro. At any moment, this shit can happen to any goddamn professional athlete, bro. It don't matter if he did or did not. The public opinion will kill this nigga
And there it is already.
This thing just been started.
And they come out, he ain't do nothing. This nigga steals the shit. I killed this nigga.
So this is the thing I like, though, that I respect. I see the NFL doing, I see the Patriots doing. They let him play. Ain't nobody judging this nigga. Like, right. Yo, we going to let's see what happened, bro. Now, I do want to say this nigga was a random ass Joe on the Patriots team, like, you know, bottom ass nigga or a random ass nigga in the NFL, he might be cut and gone until we figure out what the fuck going on. But since Antonio Brown is arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL,
you have to let the nigga play, though. You can't take the nigga off the field based off of
accusation. Right. And that's the thing I like, that they're not overreacting to this.
Bro, but the other people, they would, though, if it was somebody else.
But this one thing, though. This one other thing. Did you see the text messages he sent her, though?
No.
I got on your back, all the good stuff.
Oh, no, I didn't.
They calling him the comeback player of the year. Yo, the things he... This...
What a fucking punchline, bro. Oh, my God.
Yo, this the thing. The text message he sent was so egregious that the things he's getting accused of, it's not like, you know, he punched the bitch or... This nigga is being accused of, while she sleep, him standing over there jacking off over her, busting on her back while she sleep.
He said he did that?
And he sent this, like, this thing, the text might incriminate him, this text message.
No, so if he said he did it, or if he said...
But he's saying, that's not, it could be consensual, though. They might be being fucking.
Oh, see, and that's my thing, like... Who knows what they fucking relationship is? We don't know if this bitch like it rough or crazy and all that shit like that. Now she gonna try to use the way, shit against the nigga.
My thing is just the way he was talking and the way just the shit I'm about to show you.
Niggas is freak. Yo, bro, you hear what Kevin Gates be saying, bro? Yeah. Kevin Gates be on some hot boy shit, like the spitting bitches' mouths and all this other shit. Like, eat a booty gang or some old other shit. Like, Kevin be saying some real hot boy wild shit. Like, so imagine what the fuck this nigga be saying in the goddamn text message, man. Boy, what? I'm pretty sure this nigga Kevin Gates done said some of the most wildest shit in the fucking world. Pass what the fuck this nigga AB said. Kevin Gates is a freak, boy. Pause.
Nah, like, nah, he was dumb, not talking about the freak shit, but he was talking about this crazy. That's just...
I haven't seen the messages. I mean, yeah, I'm about to see the messages for me to know.
I don't know if there's something I want the Patriots to be like, to represent the Patriots. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. He had the best organization in the league at this point to kind of get him in the right track.
If it's true, he got to get kicked out there for
that's damn, how, it's that bad?
That's how I'm feeling. Like, he got to. I can't support that. I can't support that as a fan. I don't want that on my team. But if it's not, the bitch is going to go.
All motherfuckers should go to jail for false accusing. Straight like that. If you false accuse a person... And the person, you send a person through court and they come back, and that shit, ain't no charges pressed against this nigga, none of that shit like that. No pleas, no none of that shit. They completely find this nigga not guilty.
Right.
That bitch should go to jail, man.
She got to.
Because that shit shouldn't keep happening, bro. And at any moment.
This is her evidence of what she's saying. He sent her, that's her main source of evidence. Go ahead and read that for the people, my good sir.
This is Antonio Brown?
Yeah, sent that to her.
Me
reading that, my first initial reaction is he's retarded. And he's a 12-year-old. And I don't know if he can pick up our playbook.
Might be
retarded. He might be one of them niggas that only, that they just ball and that's it. Just retarded as shit. If you couldn't ball out, you would be just a dumbass retarded nigga. But go ahead.
He said, I jacked my dick on your back, slept with you in bed. Fuck your knowledge, bitch. I've been all pro before I even knew you. You hit me up online, bitch, crying. I didn't hit you up. You never left my house since, You had a hotel.
You feel asleep on my couch. Fuck out of here, my baby mom tricked your bum ass. This nigga wild. Okay. Blast me. You're a failure telling everybody you own a gym. What you got blast? What you going blast? Don't fucking write my phone line, bitch. What? He spelled. I don't know.
You're a retarded.
Thought it was easy to get a come up using God alias fake ass hole you in your mama. Wait, I have to read it like this because I'm trying to be sensible, but you can't be sensible with the way he wrote this shit. Your mama thought y'all hoes could come up. Fuck out of here. Don't write my team. Thanks for giving us control of your life for 3 weeks. Next time you and your mama plot on a come up, make sure you all hoes pick the right man, bum ass hoes. Maybe somebody you already fucked your mama controlling your life, like she gonna help you help the come up. Like this nigga is right. Yeah, he's illiterate as a bitch, bro. We just know that from this right here. God damn, you failed at gymnast. You a nobody. Me and it's a black screen. I don't know what the fuck that is. A laugh about this shit. Me bussing on your back. I'll let him know when I'm bored. You a disgrace to little girls. You failed gymnast living in the past at your mama house with your mama. Lucky I showed you around. You're welcome. My baby mama know a weak bitch when she spot you played yourself. I didn't see nothing wrong with this, bro. I'm sorry. I didn't see nothing wrong because at the end of the day, he never said that he bust on the bitch while she was asleep.
Right.
He never said that the bitch didn't give him consent or they wasn't fucking. He just said
tired.
He bust on her back. So. Hey, man.
That's my thing. I mean, yeah, that's a tired nigga on my team.
That shit is funny.
Yeah, I think so. The key factors is he said, like, yo, it's a plot. Y'all motherfucking. I think that what really needs to happen is because. So then it was like, yo, she passed the lie detector test about the whole shit. So, right. So this is the thing. I done bust on a bitch, motherfucking goddamn left eye, goddamn eyeball before. Like, bitches is freaky like a child. For real. I don't bust on a bitch bag before. Like, I did. Try to aim for the ass and you just get the whole back.
I mean, even if niggas, we come from the era of Superman. Niggas, Superman that hoe.
Niggas on mad, I mean, come bust on mad bitches' asses.
Like, that's a thing. Like,
yeah, so
I think, bitches be wanting it in her face and all. Okay, so, okay, what's worse? If a dude take it out and bust it on your back or nigga take it out and bust it on your face?
Right in your motherfucking nostrils.
Like, what's worse? Like, come on, man. Like, he ain't say nothing so crazy. He just was going
thing,
in.
I think that they just need a translator. They just need a translator to translate to them niggas that it's talking about.
Right.
And bitches.
That's just some everyday shit, bro. That's some everyday shit, bro. Like literally.
They're trying to plot on this
thing. It's a bitch right now getting her fucking, her face cummed all over.
So, when you're taking a lie detector, have you
given yeah, it, and bust did he bust back on your back? Yes. Was it consensual? Yes. Because I know there's not a bitch in the world that's going to just sit there and let a dude just bust on their back.
You just wake up and this thing, you just stand there and you're yeah, like, what the
fuck? Or not even on some shit like that. Like, no, stop it. Bitch, roll over. Get up. So, go. Leave. Again, do something.
Why would you keep going back?
Come on, son. Like, so, it don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
So for my host, my sakes, as a Patriots fan, I hope this is not true to this team complaint. Because
I hope it is true. I just hope the fucking this shit ain't. They gonna look at it and see that it wasn't no sexual assault type shit.
Right.
Straight like that. Just look at it for what it really is. It was a sexual encounter that got wild, which shit knew. And he just, bitch, I busted your back and you mad now. Now you thought it was gonna be something bigger than that. Now it ain't. Now you mad.
So not even a year later, you getting married. So why is we even?
So now you looking for the come up on now you want to take it from being a consensual thing to be some rape shit. So, come on, man. No, don't play them games. Nah, so
we won't victim shame, though.
We're not going to victim shame, baby.
If it's not, the scenario we'll wait and see. But
that shit's foul, bro. Foul.
If I had to make my choice, I'm going to say it's not.
From the looks of the text message or the post that he put, he didn't state anything out of character of a nigga laughing at a bitch for letting them do something.
It's just that you see those shock words in it, and then because
he said bitch a lot, or
then you can't understand it, so you just like, yo, this thing is wild,
bro. Watch your porno. Anybody that don't think this shit is a thing, go and watch a porno. It's a whole thing. It's called a cum shot. I'm gonna come. And they take out and shoot it right on the bitch face. Or they shoot it on a piece of body or whatever. Like, come on, it's a thing.
Should do a big ass smile.
Yeah. Like, come on. Like, this shit is a thing, bro. Like, don't act like these bitches ain't out here doing that.
So the Yankees gonna be playing. He got on a plane with the team to Miami. That nigga's gonna be playing and practicing all week.
Man, let that nigga run, bro.
Niggas been saying that nigga been looking nice.
They don't really need this nigga right now. So, I mean, that's what everybody's
saying, but I think we do what we need that because our wide receiver situation right now is fragile and delicate. At the snap of a finger, any of these niggas could be gone.
Question though, is it a per game type of pay?
They get like a base salary, and you get like dividers into pay
every game. So if he loses out on games, he don't get paid for that, right? Damn. So get your ass on that field, AB. You already lost 20 mil.
He been in practice looking nice.
Boy, you better quit fucking around.
They say he got number 17, so yo, we gonna be out here balling against Miami. We gotta whip their ass.
You know what I suggest, bro? I suggest that every athlete or celebrity has a media team where social media, everything has to be screened. Nigga, will this hurt your career?
That's what will this help your career? That you should have. Like, what the fuck? They just be like niggas doing anything.
Certain people, I mean, certain celebrities, even a celebrity in general, they shouldn't have access to
Donald Trump. How the fuck do he?
Yeah, that shit. He shouldn't have access to that type of.
You could tell he just be asleep and he'll wake up at 3 when nobody can touch his shit and start just.
Yeah, bro. And here's the thing about Twitter, they can't block it, right. And they're not gonna block it. It's fucking Donald Trump. So. But I feel like they should do something like that because if they're monitoring things that can mess up people's careers, then maybe that'll help.
I would think so.
AB1 be in a situation like, yo, nigga, don't post that, bro. They ain't gonna look at this right. Like, and then you going a little hard, bro.
So hopefully at this point, you can just shut the fuck up, play football. I was happy for one game in this shit.
See, now we sound fucked up for saying that, though. He should be able
to. No, he needs, I mean, shut the fuck up, play football as far as he needs to stay out of trouble, man. You can't be in no
trouble. That's true. Okay.
You got to stay clean. If you want to get a contract next year, if you want to be.
Yeah, because his option is better for next year. Because
if they don't work out with the Patriots, I don't know how many more people going to be fucking.
Rocking with you.
I mean, I'm sure somebody will, but.
Yeah, they bet that would be stupid not to.
Because he's so fire, this gun is fire.
Like, yeah, it'd be stupid not to.
I never seen somebody so fire running routes. Like, that nigga just.
Speaking of that, I wanna put this goddamn thing out here.
Cause I remember your tone before last week. Mm-hmm. You was mad. You was about to go ahead.
Yo, Winston, I apologize, my guy. I do that. You did your thing last week.
Fuck you, Cam Newton. Told you we was gonna beat y'all ass.
Hold that. These guys, cause he threw for 51 attempts.
At this point, I felt like
Cam's fucking trash.
I can't believe we were watching two Heisman winners play so trash.
To be honest, Winston did all right. He did. I think it was 52 for 20, if not 31 attempts. Somewhere in that area, 24 to 31 attempts, I think he had.
He was 16 to 25. Yeah. No turnovers was
the big turnovers, thing. 200 yards, and a TD. We take that.
If we take him with no turnovers.
That means we're second in our division right now, baby. Let's get it. We looking good, guys. We looking good. That one of my starters, okay.
Got run defense. Cool. Carolina got a good run defense. Mm-hmm.
We shut theirs down, though. Right. We shut their whole running game down.
Christian McCaffrey was sick.
We shut that whole shit down, bro.
2.3 yard head out. And then you got Cam Newton fucking throwing 51 times. That can't
51 times, bro.
He's not time good.
333 yards, but didn't get not one TD. Thank you. We'll let you do that all day.
So that was a good division win.
Yes, man. We needed that. We needed that booster.
Because I know you weren't happy after week one.
No, I wasn't. I was ready to boot this nigga the fuck up out of here, bro. Get his ass out of here. But, I mean, it's okay.
That's efficient. That's efficient.
That's okay. He dropped less than 10. It was less than 10 drops. So we'll take that.
I like that.
We'll take it.
Because you guys have a turnover problem.
Yes.
So.
And then, we got to get to your guys.
Patriots. Big dogs. Did you see the banner drop? Mm-mm. You want to see the banner drop real quick?
that's my Patriot hate. You know I got to hate a little bit.
So.
Was it? Oh, yeah, Gronk and all them came off.
Mm-hmm. We got some shit.
Okay. I feel like Gronk might be the most littest retired Patriots player right now. Gronk got the littest life. Yo, did you hear? He said that he didn't spend none of his football money.
Right, all endorsements. Again.
Bro, he got over $50 million in the NFL and didn't spend one dime. And that was off contract money, not the incentives and all of that shit, winning championships and all that. That's just the fucking
contract. And now he got the CBD.
And then he had TV shows and all this shit. He had all the...
You ever heard of G&G Gym? Or Gold Gym or something like that? That's his family on that shit.
Yo, Gronk. You a smart nigga, bro. You a smart nigga.
That's all right. So, yeah, remember I told you yesterday, like, we got to do some shit. That's like, that's the shit we be seeing in the NBA. Or they be having a floor, like. Like, that's the whole thing. That shit looks tight. Let's go.
It'd have been hot if they was able to walk across.
Yo, he should fucking beat it. God damn.
Yeah.
That chick is a ninja.
Bruh.
Look at that shit. Like, what?
You might go through them all, too.
Six of them things. We saw them. Drizzy. That's my goddamn, my first love before Tom Brady. That was my nigga. Nah, but he helped get us on. That's my that's my favorite player ever.
Representing Super Bowl 39 and the last team to win back-to-back Super Bowls, Patriots Hall of Famer, Willie McGinnis!
He was old.
Representing Super Bowl 49 and one of the most dramatic goal line stands in Super Bowl history, Rob Ninkovich!
Oh, man.
Representing Super Bowl
51. Yeah, I gotta be number six.
Oh, great. Okay, right. That shit is fine.
Probably there's people out there crying, bro.
You made a shit. Yeah, this is like this,
this might be the outcome of next year. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, I think we're going to see one again. Today I can have it, I promise.
Bills looking, Bills looking like they're number one over here right now.
Yeah. All right, man. What is it? Luckily, look, what is it?
Hell yeah. This is gonna be a fun season.
That's a thing. They gotta turn around. That was the whole thing of the game. Like, yo, he smashed his niggas. And we had to turn up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I. That was
cool. Representing Super Bowl 53, our second most recent championship, please welcome Patriot owner Robert.
No, bro. That's okay.
And finally, a man who needs no introduction. Give it up for Rob Gronkowski. Our sixth championship banner!
Yo, we got mad at them shit.
Yeah.
Jump up,
and get down. I know the gym. Yeah, that shit was, I know it's living.
Fire.
Especially if you like the, one of those diehard or you in the lit right now.
Look at this.
Y'all might get another one, brother. Shit, all right, bro.
So from that very moment, Patriot proceeded to beat the shit out of Steelers. Beat the brakes out the Steelers. Yo, we beat the brakes out the Steelers so bad,
bro. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God.
It was one of those games where he was like, yo. Remember I told you, I feel like, yo, I've been getting goddamn 2004 vibes all year, all offseason. Where that was the back-to-back, and we went back-to-back Super Bowl. And, like, you could, as soon as we got up by, like, 10 points, you could just give a nine, and it'd be just over. All we need is, like, one touchdown or, like, 10 points, and it's over. Because the defense is just so fucking fire. Ain't nobody going to get nothing. And it was, like, so many, like, passes where there's just nothing to shut down. Like, playing good defense.
Yeah, not trying to, like, really intercept them.
Like, Lynch can't do nothing. And we talked about Juju Smith-Schuster, bitch ass, having to step up and he wanted to be them wide receiver. Because they turned their
he
balance.
Had 97 yards,
he had 79 yards.
Or something like that.
But he had, like, half of them shits of garbage time. Mm-hmm. Where it was like, just hurry the fuck up, get the field so you can go. So you need to stop getting hurt. And he had about, like, 30 yards on the last drive. And we was just like, whatever, man. It's 30-3. Like, all that matters the best. Like, why is you niggas still trying to play? It's 30-3. Mm-hmm. Niggas getting hurt. Right as soon as the last drive, Juju Smith-Schuster got hurt. He's good now, though, but he got hurt. Fucking around trying to fucking. Oh, man, that shit pissed me off. But we beat the brakes off.
Oh, my God.
Pull up Dirk Sam.
Sorry, Dad. Y'all team got y'all asses.
Whoa!
And our nigga, our guard wide receiver, Phillip Dorsett, was the one touching things. Had two touchdowns. That's the nigga I'll be using on Madden.
So he a sleeper.
He got a 95 speed. He so a now, sleeper. You just line these niggas up, spread niggas out now. You got Josh Gordon. You start Josh Gordon with the touchdown.
Dorsett on one side.
Now you got Dorsett. Now this all one. You got Josh Gordon outside. You got AB on the other outside. Mm-hmm. Then you got Edelman in the slot and Phil Dorsett in the slot. Dorsett doing the shits and then you're doing the
My God, bro.
What you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? Your secondary is fucked.
And then you saw James White just roasting the other team linebackers. The linebacker they had, they dropped
that nigga. Play action might be so dumb.
They dropped that nigga number one. The Steelers dropped this linebacker number one. That nigga's supposed to be fired. He fast as a bitch.
Yeah, play action might
be. We spread them niggas out. James White just touched that nigga the whole game. That nigga was just licking that nigga ass the whole game, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Now you get AB on that wing.
Do. The one thing I do not, the one nitpick I got one nitpick. And it was kind of a problem. We didn't run the ball good at all. Sonny Michel had like fucking 18 yards.
Did you have to?
No, we didn't. You know. But like we got we
can't. Y'all had a decent game and put up 33. Mind you, y'all didn't play y'all best.
Right, that was just out the gates. Just and my thing, I don't understand how Pittsburgh looks so shitty. Y'all niggas had all summer to playing for this game. We fucking knew all summer.
Bum ass fucking Ben Roethlisberger. Bum ass Ben.
I was looking for to see if Juju would step up and be able to make his supposed to plays. And our nigga Stephon Gilmore put the nigga on smash. That's what that nigga do. My defense, I was looking to see if our defense is legit because I was waiting for us to get touched the whole game. I was just waiting for it. But it never happened. It was just like the Super Bowl. So the last two games, we only allowed 6 points against the Rams and Steelers. And then even going back to the Chiefs, we shut them niggas up the first half of the game. So I'm rolling with this defense. And then even going back to the Chargers playoff, I'm rolling with this defense. We might be legit.
Y'all going to be legit. It's going to be y'all in the playoffs. Y'all in the championship this year.
Tyreek Hill, the fast nigga for Kansas City, that nigga out for like 6 weeks. That's their whole base of their offense. Mm-hmm. You can't do anything because you got to worry about that nigga. So we'll see.
They're saying Eagles.
Eagles look good. I fuck with the Eagles.
Cowboys.
The Cowboys. That's from we can run into the Cowboys real quick. They look pretty good. But again, they was playing the fucking Giants.
Giants.
Eli's trash. That's just a bad team, bro. So we'll see. But Dak look good. The nigga was throwing the ball like a real nigga.
You can hear about the whole idea of Miami might be trying to tank already.
They got to. I don't know what the fuck. A lot of their niggas is asking for trades.
But could you, like...
Did you see how bad they lost, though? 59 to whatever?
Bruh.
They just look horrible.
But then, at some point, can you blame the staff?
Blame the staff? Well, they got a new coach, and their new coach is the Patriots defensive coordinator from last year. The nigga that called the Super Bowl. That's their coach now. Brian Flores. I don't know how they look so trash. That nigga's not ready to be a coach. To me, I thought it was too early for him. I'm like, it was just his first year being a defensive coordinator last year. Like, I thought he needed, but you know what? He wanted to jump off the court. So now, Baltimore roasted you niggas.
But here's my thing still, too,
Lamar
bro.
Lamar Jackson looked like a real nigga.
I'm still with the question. At some point, doesn't have to be on the players because you're on the field. I mean, a coach can only call so much. You're actually seeing what's going on, what's working, what will work. At some point, y'all gonna have to huddle up and be like, yo, man, we can't keep running. Right. We know what's up. We know what they doing. Let's kind of play it within what we know and try to stop these niggas, man. These niggas ain't gonna give us the right play. They don't see what we see on the field. Only one person on the field, which is the captain on the defense, is really getting the ear of the people.
Right.
So it's not like he can keep – he yelling out – they might see something tough, but he's looking at him different on the ground.
I think it's a coach job prepared. I don't think they was prepared at all. They was just, like, look stupid and sloppy.
But
But who? Okay, I'm gonna tell you like this, bro. That's just like
they don't
this.
Got no talent.
That's just like this on any team.
They look like Pittsburgh out there.
You are Miami, right? You already the underdog, bro. You should already have a chip on your shoulder. You should want to be eager to get out here
so and bust somebody else. So same scenario with Pittsburgh. You blaming the players with Pittsburgh getting their ass looked like that?
Yes, I'm blaming the players because at some point they gotta have to learn how to adapt. It's not always about the coaching because your coach is not going to always win you these games because they're not in the moment.
Right. It's a player's game. That's what
Bill you Brady have to. And that's why Tom Brady, and that's why I said Tom Brady is the most talented player or talented quarterback ever because, bro, what he does on the field, like he can adjust so, like, at the drop of a dime, he can see something going on and he can see it constantly. Okay, so he knows how to adjust and keep adjusting and keep adjusting. So where you have to adjust to him now instead of him having to adjust to you. Right. But when you don't do that, bro, you stick into your script. Look what happens.
I definitely think the Dolphins. So the Patriots play the Dolphins this week, and the spread, the betting line is the Patriots 19 points.
Bruh.
That's like one of the. We get up there with all time world record right now for NFL game.
So how about this? If y'all lose, then what happens?
That's the one of the biggest upsets in.
I mean, so whoever baited on Miami gonna come up.
So if you was a throw, motherfucker,
a stack on Miami.
So that's the thing, though. That's the thing. The Patriots are 1-5 in Miami the last six years. We 1-5. We always lose to Miami. Remember the game last year when you didn't get the run back?
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter how good we don't win mass Super Bowls and we don't lost to Miami.
Yeah, lost to Miami.
It just in Miami is just something about it. Like,
yeah, I come close to losing to the Bills, but y'all lose to Miami. You come close to the Jets, but lose to Miami.
In Miami, it's something about
it. It's Miami, bro. They should have a little bit more urgency, bro. They know they can beat world-class champions.
Right, and that's the thing that has me worried.
Come
also.
On, man.
That's also the thing that also has me worried. They coaches our defensive coordinator from last year.
So he knows what's going on. He knows.
And if you look at two of our losses last year, one to the Lions and one to the Titans. The one for the Titans, they coach played for Bill Belichick for 10 years. Like, that's our nigga. We won Super Bowls in that game. And the Lions coach was the defensive coordinator before the new nigga for the Dolphins took over. So this is the thing I love about the Patriots. They just take in all our coaches and staff. Like, they just rotate.
It's like, yo. Because niggas know.
Open. The coach for the Houston Texans is the Patriots' former offensive coordinator. Like,
there's two things you don't have. You don't have Belichick or Tom Brady.
That's
you can have all the other pieces. You can have it. But
if
them
you look
two
at
pieces,
all the Tom Brady backups that left, none of them had success. You look at Belichick coaching success, none of them, anybody do shit.
And it's never going to happen that way.
My thing is you don't got Tom Brady.
You don't got – yeah, then he's a
– they try to
you
go
keep proving why he's the most talented player in the game, bro. Fuck Aaron Rodgers and all of that other bullshit, bro. It's him. Nobody's a six-timer the way this dude is. Nobody has broken any records before or after the injury, bro.
He the best ever. I think the best ever football player. Not quarterback.
That's period. Hands down, you can't argue it, though.
No.
You can't. And if they win again this year, there's really no argument. There's really no argument. There's nothing you can say that will discredit Tom Brady's legacy. The cheating, it don't matter, bro. He got 7 rings. He's the only player to get 6 by himself, like in the sense of him playing for one team.
Like, what a fucking run, bro. Like, who the fuck? This shit is like the Jordan dynasty.
That'd be 14 time. AFCs?
It's like the. No, it'll be 12.
Something like that.
12.
Man, what's give or take one or two? So what, bro? He had but
continue. Oh no, all time for the Patriots 12. But for Brady, it'll be his 10th Super Bowl this year. It'll be if you go
well, this year. Talking about AFC championships.
Oh, it's not gonna matter.
13 of them bitches.
How many he won or played in?
He won at least 12 of those.
Nah, he won 9.
9?
Yeah.
He played in 12.
Or 13. He played in like 12, 13.
Well, this would be 14 for him, bro.
If we go to, imagine the nigga playing in 10 Super Bowls, bro. One player, 10 Super Bowls.
Son, come on, man. Come like, on. Like, are you bro, he might be the only player to scratch 50,000 passing yards, bro.
Nah, it's Drew Brees up there, too. Drew Brees got more of your passing yards than that nigga.
He do?
Like them niggas.
Oh, see, now.
But them niggas got domed. They've been playing in domes for 70% of their career.
Yeah, that's facts.
Tom Brady
that's
playing facts. Once, that's once that's in facts. November, we in the snow, we in
that's
the,
facts.
We got to run the ball, bro.
November? October. The end of October is winter for you niggas. Like, what? I used to live out there, bro.
And then the thing about Drew Brees and Peyton Manning, they played in the domes. And then two other teams in their division playing the domes, like the Saints, they play in the dome. The Falcons play in the dome. The motherfucking who else playing the dome with them niggas? Somebody else in their division playing the dome.
Nah, it got, can we outside.
Okay, and then
I think Cam
Panthers outside too. So then
do too.
But then they playing like the Lions, them outside, them niggas outside. Then with Peyton Manning,
Houston
Texans, they outside. Like Jacksonville in Florida, good ass weather. Like, man. So Tom Brady up there with the touchdowns, though.
Bro, I mean, come on.
He up there with
the regardless. So
he up there
to
with
be the a winning so, quarterback.
And then the thing with the playoffs, he never won at everything with the playoffs. Never won in passing yards, touchdowns.
Because ain't nobody did it as many times.
I know. Yeah. Same thing with Super Bowl. But just the thing, how I also judge his greatness. When you got them game, all-time game records, single game records, Tom Brady got the most
drives,
the game-winning drives in Super Bowls, the most touchdowns in one Super Bowl game, the most passing yards in one Super Bowl game, the most motherfucking
cheating in one Super Bowl game,
completion, whatever works to get seven. Gonna check out my full blessing this year.
Yeah,
they so got seven cheat anyway.
Okay, you know what I realized?
Y'all got a cheat codes this year.
You know what I realized? Y'all giving him the real farewell tour this year by giving y'all this easy ass goddamn.
No, that's the thing. If we get AB, why the fuck are you gonna retire next year?
What? That's true.
What?
What? That's true.
That's how I'm coming back, especially if we win the Super Bowl or even come close and we find a way to sign AB again. So I'm coming back. Yeah. We're coming back for another one. And it's just, y'all just got to deal with it again. My thing is, I don't know how many times this thing is going to say, I'm playing till 45.
And but for people he's just one hit away, bro.
Everybody he's one hit away, though.
Yeah.
Drew Brees, 40.
Yeah.
That nigga still hooping. He was fired on
winning.
He
winning, though.
He did.
He not winning.
Nothing special. He
win he can win every Super Bowl. He can win every game in a regular season.
He can pass for as many yards as well with Trubisky, but
ain't doing shit.
All I remember is both teams played in their conference championships to go to Super Bowl, right? Both of them games went to overtime, right? Tom Brady drove his team down and scored a touchdown in overtime. Drew Brees had to fall ball first against the Rams in overtime. He threw an interception, and the Rams came down and scored. So, I mean, that's all I know. Drew Brees had a chance to make Tom Brady versus Drew Brees in football. Tom Brady, once again, was like, yo, I'm here. I'm ready for the fade. Where you niggas at? Aaron Rodgers don't want the fade with this nigga. Tom Brady was waiting in the Super Bowl for the past 4 or 5 years, waiting for the fade from Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees, and these niggas just can't make it, so. I mean, we about done waiting, so, I mean, you niggas got to do something about it. So, I think Tom Brady come back for at least two to three more years at least. At least I think he come back next year, especially with AB around. If these niggas have fun this year, he definitely coming back, and they're going to figure out how to make it work, so.
Yo, okay, so I'm going to propose this question. I hit you over the head with it a little bit, but I really want to get the listeners opinion on this. So I said that Edelman is a better slot runner than Wes Welker.
See, and this one thing is, yo, Welker has better hands than Edelman. Edelman dropped mad ball. Edelman, that is to tell you, he dropped at least two to three balls a game. Welker don't
Okay. He'd drop them, but he'd make up for them in the most important times ever.
If you want to ask me who the better Patriot Or is he running some of the better slot receivers? Pure slot receiver is Welker. Not even close. I don't even think it's close. Ooh. Welker caught a lot of fucking boy.
How many championships he got?
None. He didn't win none.
Okay, so that makes me wanna believe that his job wasn't really solidified if he didn't win. Now West might have been great. Maybe he could catch balls. Okay, cool. He also didn't win shit with or without y'all.
That's not his fault, though.
Edelman has been winning with
Edelman is a better playmaker. But as far as
which this, makes him a best slot runner, better slot runner than me, because if he can see that, even running his routes, that he can take a quick maybe left step that might change the outcome of if he can catch the ball or not.
Welker caught a lot of balls in the playoffs too. That nigga caught a lot of balls in the playoffs too.
That's a hard one,
but Welker, that nigga's borderline Hall of Famer.
I'm not even going to sit here and take that away from him. I just feel like Edelman is better. I really do. He undersized. That's my biggest thing, that his undersized abilities, bro. Like, you got to think about the people that's really defended
Edelman. Let me show you these numbers, because I don't think you understand how crazy these numbers is. Wes Welker averaged 7.3 catches a game, 79 yards. Edelman 6.5 and 73 yards.
Okay.
So, Edelman is the better football player, yes, sir. All that good stuff, despite never being an All-Pro or Pro Bowl. Welker was Pro Bowl, all that good stuff.
Niggas is going with Edelman, bro.
You got to. But I'm about to show you the numbers, though.
Because
They're using their heart. A lot of them niggas using their heart, bro. Welker had 11.
But I have no dog in the fight, though. That's my thing, though, bro. I do not like
the Patriots. When we lost the second Super Bowl to the Giants, Super Bowl 42, Welker had 11 catches. What you want from the nigga? In Super Bowl 46, he had 7 catches, over 100 yards, over 100 yards in both playoff games. No, he wouldn't play.
Edelman, on the other hand, has caught in balls and won.
Where is this? I want to see West Walker's stats.
But it's only going to be for, 2 years with y'all?
Welker? Yeah, Welker played
four, something?
9 years with
him. Really? 9?
2007 to 2012.
Five, six. Okay, because, I remember him going to a couple of different teams.
Look at his career stats, right? 90 catches, almost 10,000 yards, right? Watch this. I think it's somebody.
But Edelman is still going, though, bro. There's nothing that he can.
His shit low right now. And that's the thing. Edelman, I can't even say he the best Patriots slot receiver in this dynasty.
Really?
Trey Brown is the better slot receiver.
I don't know.
That's Brady's binky. When Brady was a baby, Trey Brown got 3 Super Bowls doing the slot shits.
Okay.
Trey Brown was the motherfucking architect. He was the first role doing that shit. He was drafted in 1996 with the original niggas, with Ty Law, Adam Vinatieri, Teddy Bruschi, William McGinn, all the young niggas. They were when we went to the first Super Bowl, the second Super Bowl, but the first Super Bowl with the young niggas against the Packers in 96. All them young niggas was there. And then once 2001 happened, there was, adults and shit, growing up in the NFL. Bill Belichick was in his second year coaching and got them niggas right. And then they came on. Trey Brown was the real nigga who built that slot role and did the first shit and started going ham in Super Bowls and coming up on third downs. And he did that till about 2006. Then Wes Welker came and kind of reshaped it and kind of still did the same thing. And he was fired too. And then he got Edelman. So, but Trey Brown got to be number one. Then Edelman, then Wes Welker. We gonna Brady sliding in a Brady era.
I mean, I have no dog in the fight. I'm just.
But yeah, you can't. I don't mean the best. You can't.
What I see.
You can't. Because I've been in. I've been watching. I haven't been like watching football to be like, oh, this is my team types. But I've been football's been around forever. I mean, Thanksgiving is all that shit. Like you watch a football, niggas watch a football. So from what I've seen, and I've been in both eras, both dynasties of the winner. Right. And I mean, that's just me.
I agree with you. I gotta agree with you. Nigga. Edelman, you. That's my nigga.
I'm an Edelman nigga. I'm an Edelman nigga. There's no way.
He was even fired at first against the Steelers. So. It's getting over. He couldn't do nothing with him. The play action was killing him. So, yeah, more rocks still hitting people. We ain't even spiked the other blunt.
It's a whole other blunt. It's a whole blunt, people. We've been in this bitch an hour. It is still burning.
So, I want to get you kind of goddamn together. I want to get you rattled real quick. Get you in your emotion real quick. Get you triggered. Because I know how to trigger you. I feel Nicki Minaj retired. She announced her retirement in rap. She feels she has achieved everything. She doesn't need the game anymore. She says she's never trying to start a family with her new nigga. Are you going to miss her? Are you sad? Are you
no?
Are you hurt? Are you upset? You're not gonna get another Queen album.
Another Queen album. I feel like this though. I feel like she might have retired from music. I feel like she may have retired from music, but never from the eye of the public.
Think she's just doing it for attention? Mm-hmm. I don't think she's retiring.
I feel like if she does retire, it's gonna be like she's just gonna focus more so on like Queen Radio. Because she's not going to stop doing that. People are, like, if she stopped doing that and fucking music, then people
are going to be honest, she seemed like if she in her element with that Queen Radio shit. She knows she doing shit.
But
she seemed like she knows she doing with that shit. Like a natural with the radio shit.
And she's now, a personality, that's why.
And if you look at good. the black female, even the Spanish, whatever. Look at the females. What podcast do they have, or what kind of
platform? She needs one, bro.
She fired on her Instagram.
She needs a podcast, bro.
So, right, what kind of platform do females have to kind of champion them? You know what I mean?
But she's not doing it in a way where she's
just doing it to slander niggas. She'll find somebody slander and come back and it's,
She's not giving all the females a platform because if she was, then Cardi would be the first person that you should get on your show because you know the ratings will pop.
No, I got a question. All right. Cardi B is from Brooklyn?
Queens, I believe.
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, whatever.
Nicki is from Queens.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So, and now we done Meg Thee Stallion. And Nicki, they made a song together, and you see how Nicki embraced Meg Thee Stallion. Meg Thee Stallion's from Houston, Texas, I think. She's from Texas. So, my thing is, I don't ever slander Nicki. I fuck, she cool with me. I'll be trying to save her from your wrath. But she cool with me. So my thing is, what I don't understand, I don't like, Cardi B is from New York. She's from your borough. She's from... How do you have a beef and a problem with her and try to bring her down from New York? But a random bitch from fucking Texas.
Look back.
You want to fucking try to...
She's beef with mostly every big rapper from New York, my guy. Remy, Kim, Cardi. I'm surprised she didn't go at Foxy yet.
You're right. Eddie, how did I think about it?
She went at every goddamn New York rapper... Female rapper. She didn't show no love. So it was like, come on, man. Okay. Let's just get, let's just disclose this. I don't hate Nicki. We just hold her to such a high standard to where once you start going beneath that standard of where we held you or where we hold you, then you start playing your fucking self. It's not my fault that you started declining in your raps and you started recycling bars and doing, it's not my fault that your music wasn't hitting and all this other, it's not my fault.
as a fan or a listener or a consumer, I'm going to critique. Especially if I got to spend my motherfucking money for it. It better be some grade A shit. So now, if you're not giving me what I want, then I'm going to say something, Nikki. We need a better product.
So I'm asking this to get around, to bring it full circle, back to the DJ Academics grant and whole shit with that. She, and then we saw how couple weeks ago she brought Joe Budden up there to roast that name. She has a real problem with critique.
Mm-hmm.
Being critiqued and not being
she looked at shit.
And not being looked at as the best female rapper in the game right now. And she has a real problem with that.
But here's the thing. We can only respect it's a what have you done for me lately thing. The rap game has changed, Nikki. It's not this we can sit on your album for 3-4 years, and we just gonna keep reminiscing on a Nicki out. No, there's too many people coming out with too many fucking bangers, and it's like you'll get forgot about real fast if you're not putting out quality music. And then here's the thing: Rapsody on your ass, fucking Cardi been on your ass, fucking Twink been on your ass. It's a few female rappers that's doing their thing and they on your ass. So if there is no Meg Thee Stallion, she moving. Like, there's no way that you can stop the movement of what you so-called mothered because all these bitches is your sons. But if you mothered this shit, at some point when you feel obligated to allow your offspring to fly, that's what they say, right? Like,
but it sure does look like a robot spreading some ass cheeks upside down. You see it? Robot spreading some ass cheeks.
Yeah. That's weird.
But yeah, I feel like she's just doing it for attention, not attention grab. To be honest, like what?
I don't know, bro. Something wrong with her.
So, yeah, what the...
I don't know, bro.
I'm not checking for it.
And that's the thing. We wasn't checking for you before. Niggas ain't checking for you now. Do your thing. It's cool. Cardi's already taking your place to be in the Ratchet Rap or Ratchet Goddess. Or
she just... She needs some...
It's over for
this you. This thing, like, some people, like her, Eminem, Wayne, I think some of the stars at that caliber are starting to have issues finding a new lane once they hit that. And Nicki old, bro. That bitch like 35, something like that.
You want to know why, though? Because they're not understanding that in this era of music, it's not about writing your own stuff. It's about who can write the better hit.
Right.
And with them just coming out with whatever they thinking is tight.
Oh no, yeah.
It is, bro.
You gotta have a balance.
But here's the thing. You gotta think about this. Look at Cardi's career. Everybody knows that Cardi might not be writing all of her music. But if they're contributing to what can become a hit, she's allowing it to happen and look what's happening.
No, I think what legitimized Cardi was her album was fire, not necessarily.
But niggas knew that she can write it.
The hits put her on, but her album was fire.
Niggas knew she didn't write it. So, I mean.
Whoever wrote her album, nigga.
But that's what I'm saying. At this point in the game, it's not even about who writing. It's not even about how ill your pen is. It's about can you perform a song that's going to have me entertained? And look at this whole Lil Nas X situation, bro. This shit it became a thing because it was so entertaining. It was so positive. It was a different vibe. Fuck what the sound was. The song was trash if you really want to put it up to a fucking the category of a lyrical song. It was trash, but it was a catchy thing. It was for the kids. It was entertaining. Nice little giddy up. Anybody can get the dance into it. And that's what's selling. Look at the Lizzo shorty.
She rapping, singing, she doing all, she doing this Missy Elliott effect.
Yeah, so, all right. I mean, I fuck with it.
It's different, bro. Like, she can't keep going down this lane. And then she recycling. She's not.
Hold up. Let's get into that, Stevie. What Steven Jackson's talking about?
Man.
You want to pull up that video on this, IG?
Man.
People? Give me your opinion on what's the story.
So, my guy, Matt Barnes, is with the shits. I wish I had the horns for Matt Barnes.
That's right, my now cousin.
He is a gangster nigga cousin. For real.
Like, so. Skate niggas with the tats. Y'all shout out to Matt Barnes. So, Chipotle bad game.
This nigga. So, D.L. Hughley, he comes out with
another light skinned nigga with the tats
that says Isaiah Washington comes out as a Trump supporter.
Who is Isaiah Washington?
The actor Isaiah Washington, if you guys didn't know. So, Matt Barnes commented underneath the post and was like, man, he must be going, his career must be struggling or something like that. Like pretty much in a nutshell, bro, you tripping. I don't know, why would you do something like that? So Isaiah Washington came back running his mouth crazy. Like I'm gonna pull it up right now. But it was more so along the lines of, he started coming at Matt Barnes on some off the court, on some off the rip shit. Like, bro, listen, this nigga ain't pulling action. You mad because of the action that you pull. So here it go. Like, the post was, former Grey's Anatomy star Isaiah Washington comes out as Trump supporter. The real D.L. Hughley. You got that. Oh, yeah. He tweeted, well, there. You want to read that for me, then?
All right, yeah. That's all I'm still out to read it. This nigga said, Matt Barnes, like, this nigga's career must be struggling and he wants some attention. And Isaiah Washington was like, nigga, mention my name again, and we can handle it. Like you said, I'm struggling, nigga. He said, you couldn't and wouldn't survive in my shoes for a week. Watch what you say about people when you have kids. Oh. Crazy things can change your fucking life in a heartbeat, bitch. This ain't a fucking game. My life and career have been under attack for years. I'm more relevant and impactful than you, son. I got, bitch. He said, now you want to act like you don't see my DM, Uncle Tom ass name. Matt Barnes coming out.
Matt Barnes with air in his eyes.
That's how you got to say certain comebacks where you just, you ain't got to say too much. You hit him with an Uncle Tom or a Coon, then you shut up, Coon.
But here's the thing, though. Matt Barnes said, you know what? I ain't even about to even put this bitch back. What
DM Hughley was talking about?
He just posted it.
Okay.
He just posted it. He never even went into anything. He just posted it.
He be talking shit too.
He talked about it on his podcast.
I fuck with you. He keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Why you got to announce you're a Trump supporter? Like, what do you get by announcing it? Like, what?
I don't know. That's so, my thing. Like,
I'm not. I don't think. Then I also think you can't be mad at somebody for the way they feel, as long as they don't try to invoke their police on you. You know, if they try, you know, okay, I'm good, I don't want to hear that shit, you know, go away, okay, right. Cool. But as long as they don't try to pressure their beliefs and whatever on me, like, vote for you, vote for them. If you support that race shit, I mean, I don't think all Trump supporters are racist. I do think there are a lot of them, but
a lot of them
are just, they don't want a fucking politician, or they just think that he a money man, so money man run country and get us right with the money in the country.
Yeah.
I honestly,
it was a short-term thought of Donald Trump.
This could be a good idea.
It wasn't the long-term thought of what is he doing. See, because like Charlamagne says all the time, shout out Charlamagne, this nigga be like, he's not a one policy voter. And a lot of these people are one policy voters. And I mean, that's why they voted for Trump.
Right.
So, I mean, not all everybody racist, but at the same time, who cares about what your political background is, what sex you are, anything? Because again, what does it matter? Like,
right.
It is what it is. But yeah, okay, I got this. I want to pull up this too because Stack, which if y'all don't know who that is, that's Steven Jackson. He had this to say about the situation.
You don't know me.
Smoking out of trigger.
Then let me tell you about me. I'm loyal as they come. I am my brother's keeper. And there's very few people I ride for that I consider my brother. But the ones that are my brothers and the ones I ride for, they know it. Okay? A lot of y'all know it too. A lot of people know who my brothers are. So, we ain't no gangsters. Don't want to be no gangsters. Ain't no thugs. We ain't nothing that. We men that demand respect. And ain't settling for less at the end of the day. We sacrificial lambs and providers for our family. And we go protect our kids and stand up for our kids. And I stand up for my brothers just the way they would stand up for me. And that's just what it is. Respect it and check it.
The fat blunt.
Family ties. Deep in a rap.
My nigga. Then he had another one.
He was talking about that. What's the shit? Huh? What was the song about?
Pretty much the same shit. He just was going on another little rant about it. But he pretty much in a nutshell like, bro, I dare you, Isaiah Washington, to even play yourself. You keep that acting shit in Hollywood, bro, nigga. This is real nigga shit. Like, yeah, but he kind of get to it later on. What's the name? He kind of bigging up his show. Him and Matt Barnes bought it.
Okay, hey, that's why he's going out the first.
That's why he said what he said.
It was
kind of a show thing and for Isaiah to kind of. Yeah, might have passed it, but hey, man. Hey, listen, man. You follow Stack, you know what's up. He ain't buying none of that hot boy shit. A lot of these niggas is not feeling that. Like,
right.
You messing with real niggas. And they said, boy, do you know that this nigga Matt Barnes will drive miles and miles to come whoop your ass, bro? You got the game fucked up,
man. Honestly, nigga. I don't hear nothing about no Matt Barnes since he let Derek Fisher fuck his bitch.
He ain't had no choice, bro. Like, okay. Let's think about this, bro. Think about it like this. Hold up, bro. Hold up. Let's think about it like this, right? Say you got you a bitch, right? And y'all going through y'all bullshit. Y'all not really seeing eye to eye. You not fucking with this bitch. Like, y'all just in the same house and all that shit. Y'all together, but y'all ain't together. Y'all just awesome. Y'all mad as a bitch at each other and shit, right?
Yeah.
So you leave and go into what's her name to go play ball. She making her rounds. She busting it up. I mean, I'm pretty sure you on the road hitting some bitches and shit like that. So she calling her niggas and shit. It just so happened to be like it was Derek Fisher. So he come and bust it down. Right?
Derek Fisher.
So, boom. He end up busting it down. He can't tell a bit. He can't tell Matt because it's like, yo, Matt, damn, son. I don't know how to tell
it's
you that. So he kind of let the situation die down until it was like, okay, they not together no more. So now, if I am fucking this bitch, now if it do come out, it is what it is. I've been fucking her already.
We're not brothers.
This is a player's code. I'm going to allow you to do your thing until it's over. Then we can come out. We can be public, whatever situation may be.
Can he take his car or some shit? That's some crazy shit.
I don't know what the fuck this nigga drove 95 miles to get to this nigga dead official, bro. That's some real hood shit, first of all. Mm. Second, like, there's no control of the situation.
You know how bad you gotta be to stay mad for 95 miles? That's what an hour and a half drive.
But it might be a little longer than that, my nigga. Depending on where you're going.
You know how mad you gotta be to stay mad that long time to Booker? You gotta be mad to what somebody else say if I'm
bruh. Ooh. And then if you in the car by yourself, bruh.
You just is mad.
You just mad. You big, big mad, bruh.
Yo.
You huge mad, my nigga.
Honestly, if somebody that I don't approve fucks one of my bitches, the first wifey, if he was living with that bitch, that shit, that was his wifey, his main. I might have to fight John Ray. I might John Ray for a month for fight somebody.
But I feel like this, bro. In them situations, my nigga, if it's not baby moms, son, nigga, let that be. Especially because in Hollywood or in that circle.
Because having, I think they've been on the same team before. Like, they've been on the same team before. Like,
bitches fucking each other. Man, they ain't doing.
They all is.
They all is. Hey, man, come on.
Man, Barnes is only like a
hip-hop. Man, they know what it is, man. They fucking around with each other. There's some Hollywood shit. That's how.
Maybe him and Derek Fisher are closer, like, because they had to be on the same team before. So.
He must have broke some type of code for him to whoop his ass like that. So it must have been his baby mom. I think it might have been his baby mom. Yeah. So that's why he went like, yo, bro, you gonna fuck my baby mom. I feel like my bitches.
Cool. I think he crashed his car. That's how they got caught. The whole thing blew up because he crashed in his car. Derek Fisher got into a car accident and it was registered in Matt Barr's name. That's some wild boy shit.
Hot boy.
We got to whip that nigga out.
See, that's probably what made him do it.
I got to go whip that out.
So, I mean.
Yo, the way he looked at you, though, that was funny.
Yo, bro. Oh, my God.
In my house.
In my house. And then you run my son, my nigga. And then you couldn't tell me.
He disrespectful.
That's what it is, bro. It's just a lot of power up. Because he had to be fucking her before. Them niggas had to split up. Because, I mean.
Come on, son. Disrespectful.
I don't know, but. I feel like this. The only right situation Matt Barnes could have did was go fuck
his bitch.
His bitch.
His mom.
Ooh. Had his sister come in to lick his balls.
No, you gotta get. No, you gotta get his baby mom pregnant and pay for the abortion.
No, you gotta get her pregnant and don't pay for the kid at all.
Just be a deadbeat so that kid you gotta pay child support though.
Man, listen.
You gotta pay child support though, nigga.
Listen.
It might not be worth it for the child support. If you could do it without child support, that kid is gonna always be around the mom, so that kid's gonna be
yoked. What you do is you marry her, right, and treat that nigga kid wrong as a bitch.
Nah, you gotta tell that
nigga. Fuck that little nigga. Fuck your fort, little nigga. No, fuck your shit.
So they're gonna be brothers. They're gonna grow up together. She's gotta be a daddy and just
don't.
So that nigga gotta take care of.
But he gotta put. But here's the thing: you gotta be in your son life though. Like hard body be in your son life, so he can be like, well, I don't know what the fuck about your bitch ass.
Nah, the daddy sound like a better idea. Daddy.
Yeah.
Fuck your big brother, be a daddy.
Shit. So yeah, now, because of your motherfucking dad and my dad ain't around, nigga.
So now you gotta take care of all the kids.
Oh, man. That'd be fucking crazy.
You can't let your baby mom because you're dead pissed.
Yo, and then he had to fuck her mom, his mom, on some hot boy shit.
Whoop his ass, too. You gotta whoop his ass.
Something gotta give, bro, because. That's, them lines let, you can't cross, bro. You, it's you just lines you can't cross.
Derek Fisher be the one. It can't be Derek Fisher be the one.
I ain't gonna hold that fish might knock a nigga the fuck off. We just don't know that.
Did you see the one pictures of your boy on the freeway looking homeless? Delonte West?
Boy, yo, my nigga was doing crack dances, bro.
You saw the recent one? Because it was one that happened like a couple weeks ago. I was like, oh shit.
What the fuck happened?
Just came off. LeBron,
that voodoo on his eyes, boy. Fuck that nigga whole brain up, bruh. They pressed the button on that MK Ultra and fucked this shit up.
So maybe we don't want to fuck nobody, moms.
Nigga, that was it right there, nigga. Goddamn.
Because LeBron was not having it.
That's a fact, but I don't know if niggas have as much power.
They got that nigga out on the freeway.
Underneath that bitch doing crack feet dances, bro. Oh.
Like, that's hilarious. If you don't get your bitch ass a goddamn LA Fitness membership
and get to work
and join the Big Three.
Get you a check, nigga. What the fuck is you doing, bro? You wasn't ass, my nigga. Like, you was just bonkers, nigga. Like, you was just ape shit crazy, nigga. That was it.
He could be on my team. No,
he was like, he was one of your light skinned, bro.
Look at that, so. Well, you know what?
He a light skinned, bro. You know what?
He's a motherfucker. So.
He originated that shit, though, bro. He was doing that shit early in the basketball game. He's the light skinned nigga with tops.
He's a motherfucker, so. Any kind of motherfucker, light skin tops, you know how we do. You fuck your moms, you fuck your baby mom, you fuck all the good stuff. LeBron shut all that shit down. But I'm not even gonna say too much. So, NBA starting about 40 days, I think.
Bro, I cannot wait, nigga. Like, yo, I'm still looking into buying tickets for a basketball game. That's the thing, because we don't have a team within a couple of mile or a couple of hours. We got to go 5 or more hours.
Maybe the Knicks.
We can go see the Knicks, the Nets. The Sixers, we can go see the Sixers. We can go see the Wizards. We can go see Chicago. Detroit. We can go see Detroit.
I fuck with the Sixers.
We can go see mad niggas, bro. It's so many teams we can fuck with around here, bro. Boston. All type of niggas, bro. It's mad teams we can go fuck with. So, I mean, it's going to be wide open for us, bro. It really is. But we might want to go get a Knicks game out of the way so we can actually. Because I ain't never been to. Yes, I have. I'm lying. Cleveland. I went to Cleveland. And I had the best seats ever. That was my first NBA game, but I can't lie. So any game from now on, I gotta get top. So if we go to Knicks game, I ain't gonna hold you, but we might get some courtside seats, bro, for like $50.
Yeah,
that's funny as shit.
I ain't never really fucked around in New York City.
Me neither. I never been there as an adult.
Me neither.
So
I've been everywhere but New York.
Ain't never really been like, yo, niggas gotta get to New York. I got family and shit.
They got more. Like,
I mean, it ain't really been on my radar. Like, I got family all over around that bitch, Jersey included. Like, I don't know. I feel like going out of my state in itself, it just feels better.
Yeah, like to do what? Go to New York to do what? Look at that. Like,
more buildings, nigga. I want to see some vast fucking plains and shit. I want to see some mountains. I want to see some different kind of trees. I want to see some other shit. I don't want to see no damn buildings. Yeah, trash all over the fucking place. Rats everywhere. I don't want to see that shit. Fuck out of here.
You gotta go in the summertime. You're not gonna walk around in the cold.
God, nigga. But I don't know. They weather different from ours, bro. They south. And them niggas be talking shit about us. Them niggas is south.
They sure cold as a bitch, too. This is cold.
Yeah, that is funny. But I mean, them big ass skyscrapers be fucking stopping that bitch plummeting through.
Nigga, look. 76 is tickets, go ass.
So we can go to a 76ers game, bro. That's what, a 4.5 hour drive from us?
I think I might buy my dad and my uncle some 76ers Blazers tickets.
Are you a Blazers fan?
My dad a Blazers fan and my uncle a Sixers fan.
Yo, that's the fun. So that's Unc brothers?
Yeah, the twins. Okay.
That's funny. Them niggas all look just alike, bro. Oh my God. Like, damn. You like the older version of the twins. Like, damn, man. But yeah, man, we gonna try to hit some games, bro.
That's all.
Cause that shit is, that's, and if we can get within a decent seating,
Just like anywhere within that, that where you just got
like right in that part.
Because that's where I sat with at the Cleveland game. Me, matter of fact, I went to two Cleveland games.
Everybody's 200 apiece.
Fuck it though, bro.
Let's go with me.
I mean that, and that's Sixers versus who? Like,
fuck.
See, that's gonna be a game bro. Runner, yeah, that's gonna be a game. That's
you how gonna try to the blue section. Then you got the.
Nah, but I want to sit down there and see that shit. I don't want to be looking at the Megatron. Like, I could be watching the game from home, dude, if that's the case.
I don't know what the...
Or even, like, a seat over there. Yeah, even it's one of them seats, bro. Them shits is cold, bro. Like, hey.
There was just because I put it right in the center part.
Mm-hmm. But that's the money seats, though, bro. Right. You get to see both sides of the game without
having to transfer. That's why 124.
That's still cool.
168, yeah. I'm going to get them niggas some tickets.
That shit's still cool.
When is this game? March 29th.
Damn, that's next year.
I know, I'm going to get it for Christmas, though.
That's cool. That'd be cool.
I'm going to dig it. We got to try to get somebody to just get their shit right so they can go.
There's a lot of shit going on for me this year. So, yeah, make sure it's going to be crazy.
The Bills. Those Patriots in 2 weeks, September 29th. Those at Patriots.
You want to tailgate that bitch or you want to win?
You do both. I got a bitch that want to go in.
Shit, I can get a wife to come too. Shout out to my queen, yes sir.
So, anything else?
Nah, bro. We got to, man, it's just too much. We going to be here for 15 hours trying to unpack every damn thing. But season four, episode two, y'all know where to find us, man. Y'all can find us on Anchor, Spotify, Google, Apple, Facebook, Instagram, the Slimmy Q Podcast. It's your boy Q. Yes, Slim Thugger. We about you.
Reserve.